It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Wei-Ping Chin.
Good morning. Today we are talking to Paul Costigan, the refugee coordinator at International Institute of St. Louis, to learn how this organization has been working with immigrants and refugees for 100 years in the state of Missouri. Well, congratulations that International Institute reaches 100 years this year. So a lot of people think that immigrants and refugee issues are kind of like recent issues, but history tells us that that's not the case. And your organization founded in 1919 at the end of the World War I. And after 100 years, can you tell us the mission of your institute and what has been changed?
You know, the mission of the Institute is basically the same as it has always been. I mean, there's been tweaks here and there in the verbiage, but it really is to provide services to immigrants and refugees and to connect them to the community. Our mission actually reads to build a more connected and productive society to benefit immigrants, their families, and the wider community. So you can see that there's different pieces to this mission that have to do with refugees, but also connecting them to their communities. The way the International Institute was started back in 1919 was as part of the YWCA, and at the end of World War II, many soldiers were bringing over their war bride from Europe, and the International Institute was created in St. Louis and other areas across the country to provide these war brides some services so that they could learn English and they could connect with other people in their communities. Really, you know, except for the war bride piece, we're really doing kind of the same thing. We are connecting newcomers to our communities, to the wider community, for the benefit of the immigrant themselves and for the community, because immigrants and refugees are a vital component of all of our communities in Missouri.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about who those immigrants and refugees are and how can they be qualified to receive services?
Immigrants can move freely within the United States as long as they have a visa or documentation that allows them to be in the U.S. They can work if they have work authorization. They can do many of the other things that citizens can. Missouri only has about 4% of its population is foreign-born. That would be immigrants and refugees. The number nationally is around 13.7%. So Missouri is well below the national average in having a foreign-born population. But the foreign-born population in Missouri is very important because they provide lot of tax revenue. The state's immigrants and refugees provide $517.8 billion in state and local taxes, which really goes to help us improve our roads and provide education and things like that. Even though the population of immigrants and refugees in Missouri is relatively low, it's a very diverse population. Over the last few years, we've had refugees coming in from Congo and from Syria. And lately, we've been getting a lot of people that they're Afghans and they were working with the U.S. forces in Afghanistan. And because of their work with the U.S. forces or with military contractors over in Afghanistan, are eligible to come to the United States as permanent residents and eventually citizens because of the close connections they've had to United States entities over in Afghanistan.
I know that you also have some kind of a connection with community activities. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And there's a festival coming up?
We are really committed to making connections between the immigrant community, the foreign-born community, and the native-born community. They do a lot. They do a lot of good on their own. But one of the things that the International Institute does every year is put on a festival in Tower Grove Park in St. Louis called the Festival of Nations. This year, it is Saturday, August 24th, and Sunday, August 25th. And it is a festival that brings together people of all different stripes to share food. There are more than 40 food booths. There is cultural events on three different stages with dance and music. There are craft exhibitions. There are lots of activities for children. And the best thing about it is it's completely free. So any of your listeners that would want to attend the Festival of Nations, it is a great event that attracts upwards of 150,000 people over the course of that weekend.
Can you give us your website information so for people who are interested in can check it out?
Absolutely. So for the International Institute in St. Louis, the website is www.iistl.org. And for Springfield, it's www.iismo.org.
My guest has been Paul Costigan, State Refugee Coordinator at International Institute of St. Louis. This has been a program of League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this and other programs in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org.